And once again, good morning, everyone. It's time for the Community Corner here on KWHI, our weekly look at what's going on around the community and what's happening in Brenham, Burton, and Washington County. And this morning, we are talking about the upcoming Texas Ranger Day going on in Burton. And I've got two special guests in studio, and I'll let these ladies introduce themselves.
Susan Keel, president of the Burton Heritage Society.
Steph Jarvis, secretary of the Burton Heritage Society.
All right. And Susan and Steph, great to have you guys here this morning.
Thank you.
And it's here.
Time
for Texas Ranger Day, a very special celebration in historic Burton. Tell us about what's going on
and
what the day is all about.
It's a great day. It's jam-packed full of stuff. Basically, it starts at noon and goes to 5. It's our 8th annual one, which is really hard to believe. We've got a fajita and bean cook-off. We've got lots of activities for the kids. We've got music with country chick Denise. We've got reenactments by a group called the Legends of the Texas Rangers. We have a silent auction. We have tours of the Railroad Depot, and people can walk down and take tours of the Cotton Gin as well. I'm leaving anything out?
Little Mr. and Little Miss Ranger contest.
Yes, we're very excited about that. That starts right away at 1 o'clock. And, just a great day to celebrate past and current Texas Rangers, and specifically a pretty famous Texas Ranger that's buried out at Mount Zion Cemetery outside of Burton, Captain Leander McNelly. That's really how the day all started. And 1983 was actually when the first one was held. So this is a long time thing, but it's really a big event for us every year. And
that's
really
our main fundraiser.
All right. You touched on some of the activities. How about some of the details of some of these activities as far as, when people go on out there, what are some of the things that they can do for the day in Burton on Saturday?
Well, I think they'll really enjoy the cook-off because we have a lot of good cookers that come out with the fajitas and beans. And your ticket, adults, it's $10. It's all you can eat, fajitas and beans. So that's a big a great part of the event. Kids as well, of course.
$5.
$5, 5 to 10. And then we also have a little ranger villa for the kids to play in. It's a little cardboard village with all kind of fun stuff the kids really enjoy. We're going to have a little shooting gallery for kids. Just lots of great family fun all day.
All right. You talked about the fajita and beans cook-off. I noticed no title on the fajitas, so they could have just about anything in them, huh? Regulations about it?
So we have beef, chicken, and then beans.
Oh, okay.
They cannot be pre-marinated,
gotcha.
But teams can still just show up. You don't have to pre-register.
Right.
So
check-in is 9 a.m.
9 a.m., so come on out, teams, and it's a lot of fun. We do have cash prizes at the end of the day for first place of those three, and then we also have a people's choice, so the folks get to vote as well as our anonymous judges.
So, and the good thing about the public voting is that means in order to vote,
you got
to
eat.
Taste them. You got to test them. That's right.
Right, right.
All right.
We got lots of good cookers out there, so you don't want to miss that.
All right. And you touched on a little bit about the history with Burton's resident Texas Ranger. Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit about he has meant, his legacy has meant to the community?
It's actually probably linked with the founding of the Heritage Society. I think the fact that he's buried out at Mount Zion was a big reason that cemetery was really preserved and cared for, and the organization really started because of that back in 1973. And he's pretty well known by Texas
historians.
Ranger. Yes,
historians. But it's an unknown history kind of that's a little sad for the fact that there's a huge majority of people that have no idea maybe even who he was. And he did a lot of great things in a short life, only 33 years, and was important enough for the King Ranch to actually, when after his death, they erected a granite monument that is there at the cemetery at his graveside. So he's pretty important.
and you know, the thing is, and of course, you know, everyone here in Texas understands, but, you know, the rest of the country, there is a mystique of the Texas Rangers that is just so identifiable with this state. You picture the starched white shirts, the white hats, and the guns, and
so and the star,
and the star, that star on the chest.
Right.
It's all part of that Texas Ranger mystique, and this really does honor that heritage.
Right, exactly. A good remembrance and a good time for us to celebrate, like Stephanie mentioned, the former and current Texas Rangers. In fact, we invite all Rangers to come out for the day, any other law enforcement too. We give them complimentary tickets to the fajita and bean cook-off as well. So we hope to have some of those folks out that day too.
All right. And you touched a little bit on what the proceeds go to. If you could kind of elaborate a little bit on what the profits are used for.
Okay. So everything that we raise on Texas Ranger Day goes toward the preservation of the Mount Zion Historical Chapel, which is located out there at Mount Zion Cemetery, where Leander McNelly is buried. And that is a structure that is now our oldest church structure left in the Burton area. It was actually built in Burton. It was the Burton Baptist Church for most of its life, from 1917 to 1983. And then the Heritage Society received it as a donation and actually moved it a mile outside of Burton out to Mount Zion Cemetery. So all funds go towards the restoration of that structure. We're hoping that eventually it will help us raise funds by being able to rent it out for community events, parties, reunions, weddings. It's a awesome structure, and we could also talk about all the history out there, preservation of not only the cemetery, but, you know, what we do with preservation in Burton, all of our local history. It could be a place for all of those things, and so we're really excited about getting that restored and having it being used again.
Yes, and we've got a good start on the restoration progress with funds we've raised from the last four Ranger Days. We were able to put on a new roof and rebuild the steeple area, but of course it's costly, so we still have a lot more to go. So all this money is going to be very well spent, so on a very historic structure in our area.
All right, and as part of it, you also mentioned, of course, tours of the historic cotton gin. And it's always nice when you can include the cotton gin with any other part of heritage when it involves the city of Burton.
Right, right. It's very near and dear to our hearts. I'm there every day.
Stephanie needs to mention she's the director of the Texas Cotton Gin Museum. So we live history.
All right. And anything else that we need to touch on?
I think that's pretty much it. Our time, noon to 5. Our Heritage Society website is just burtonheritagesociety.org. So people can go there and check out all the specific details and get any info. Shoot us an email or call us, leave us a message, and we'll get back to you with more info.
All right. And, of course, as you mentioned, tours of historic parts of Burton, as well as honoring the Texas Rangers, and also fajitas and a dance. That's you can't ask for much more than that.
That's right.
All right. And again, my guests this morning have been
Susan Keel, Steph Jarvis.
All right. And we appreciate y'all coming in, and we urge everybody to go on out Saturday to Texas Ranger Day in Burton and have a great time. Have some good food, dance, and check out the historic the heritage of the city of Burton.
Right.
Thanks an awful lot for being here this morning, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to the Community Corner here on KWHI.